Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 2762.
Identify a person who has had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
The person who had significant influence on me was my father. He pretty much taught me all of the good qualities in life that I follow right now.
What do you aspire to be?
I would say that I aspire to be a good human being.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
I grew up in Eastern Europe. I don't remember many details, but some things that happened back then influence my life right now.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this attribute?
I think one specific attribute that I noticed is my power of observation. It seems like it came naturally to me.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
I think the best quality I like in myself is the power of observation, and the least quality I like in myself is little impatience.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
The values that my parents instilled in me that I'd like to pass to my children are honesty and always doing the right thing.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
The most fun activity I enjoyed in my childhood was probably playing outside in the yard in front of my house with a whole bunch of neighborhood kids.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
My hobbies include sports and working on cars.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Several people mentioned that I resemble Ben Kilmer. Sometimes I think I resemble Prince William when he was younger.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you like to interview and explain why.
I would like to interview Robert Heinlein, who is a science fiction writer. I enjoy his writings very much, and I'd like to ask him a couple questions that weren't answered in his books.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was not the right thing to do.
Nothing like that ever happened to me. All the risks I took have paid off.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I would probably want to finish working on my antique Mercedes-Benz.
What is your approach to life?
My approach to life is to try to inconvenience as little number of people as possible as I go about my business.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? How did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
I think my most difficult part of life when I was a teenager and I had a single parent. My mother was raising me and we didn't have a lot of money. That experience has taught me a lot when I came to the United States to work hard and appreciate what you have.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
My most rewarding experience was completing a difficult project at work that has gotten me reception from the CEO of the company.
Who is your favorite actor?
My favorite actor is Brad Pitt.
What is your favorite dinner?
My favorite dinner would be sushi.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
I get up off my bed, then I brush my teeth.
What is something you wish you could do, but you can't?
I wish I could play a professional sport, probably one of the obscure ones like badminton or volleyball.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
Every day is a different challenge. When I come into work, every day presents a different problem and it's never dull.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be? Why would you choose that career?
I would like to either be a lawyer, because I'm fascinated with the law and the way lawyers apply the law in everyday situations in court, or I would like to be an auto mechanic, because I'm fascinated by the cars and how they're built.
How did you become fascinated by these things?
The power of observation and looking at different things around, just learning by observation.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing with your work, your family, and traveling?
I'm hoping I'll be doing exactly the same thing, but travel more.
Would you want a family?
Eventually, yes.
What is your favorite book? What types of book do you enjoy?
I enjoy mostly sci-fi, and my favorite book is Stranger in Strange Land. It's written by Robert Heinlein, who is very good sci-fi writer, and I've enjoyed the book very much.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
I think those qualities include honesty and indomitable spirit. I also admire anybody who always does the right thing, because I think those are the good qualities a human being can have.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
A romantic evening to me would mean doing something that me and my date would enjoy together. It could be anything from a trip on a boat, a camping trip, or a dinner at a nice restaurant.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
I would look for the same qualities as I have myself, plus anything that we can combine and build a better family.
What was the last book you read?
The last book I read was one of the Isaac Asimov's Robot novels.
What was the last movie you saw?
The last movie I saw was Formula 51.
What was the last sporting event you attended?
The last sporting event I attended was a mixed martial arts competition.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
The reason I decided to participate in the donor program is because I think I have good genes and I would like to share them with other people.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 2762.